It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We'll check the money in the markets with David Fisher before we're done. Alliance Defending Freedom, going to defend your freedoms today. We'll talk about Iran sanctions and other such things in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Gina Loudon. And in the green room first, Nicole Malliotakis and a major scandal right here in New York State that the whole world needs to know about. It's Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, the same thing happens every time I bring this subject up. If we give driver's license to illegals, it's going to be a front door to then getting them to vote. Oh, no, Kev, you're crazy. That would never happen. I sat in my radio studio on Wednesday talking to two different people. One person who said, you know, my only concern about giving driver's licenses to illegals is that they may be able to vote. And a Democratic operative sitting across the table from that person saying, oh, no, I don't think that would ever happen. Well, little did I know, at the very moment that we were having that conversation, legislators in Albany, New York, were actually trying to create a 1-2-3 system by which you could not only get the driver's licenses for illegals, which had just been passed a couple of days before that, but then, due to this next piece of legislation, they would be automatically registered to vote. Do you know what stopped it? Do you know what stopped this attack, this heinous attack on the freedoms and the sovereignty of the American people? A lone couple of voices representing districts that people sometimes just say, well, they're not in the majority. They don't count. They overlook them. Nicole Malliotakis was one of those assembly people that stood up and said no. And she's here to tell the story. Nicole, welcome back. Glad you're with us.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be with you.
I'm trying to do all that I can to get the word out on why what you did last week was so important. But take us back to how you uncovered what the Albany Democrats were doing.
Well, you know, first of all, when we were having the debate earlier in the week on the driver's license bill, I and many of my colleagues stood up and asked questions relating to, you know, what would happen if we adopted an automatic voter registration, either on the state level or nationally, because the House of Representatives did pass one. That was one of the first things they did this year when they got to Washington. How would we safeguard our system to ensure those getting driver's licenses are eligible to vote when we're automatically registering them? And they, you know, basically shut us down, said it wasn't a concern. We shouldn't be, that's not what this bill does in any way, and that we should just, you know, focus on the bill in chief. And then, you know, hey, if we get around to doing automatic voter registration at some other time, then it'll be up to the Board of Elections to figure it all out. And this was something that was very much a concern because, number one, we're giving out these driver's licenses. We're not keeping any of the background information, background documents that they're using to apply for them. And we're not indicating on the license whether they're a citizen or not. So, you know, we issue, let's say, 1 million licenses, and then next year they do automatic voter registration. How are we going to determine who is a citizen and eligible and who's not? So after that debate, unfortunately, that bill had passed on the driver's license part of it. 3 days later, and this just shows how disingenuous they are, that just 3 days later, the state Senate passed, and then the assembly brought it up a bill that would, in fact, put automatic voter registration in effect here in New York. Now, we, my colleague Colin Schmidt and I, we spoke out against this. This was unacceptable to us. We did a video that went viral on Facebook. We went to the New York Post, went to New York One. I called you, everyone I know in media to try to get exposure of what exactly was taking place. And then went to the governor's office. I spoke with, somebody very high up in his administration as well. We went to the speaker and said, hey, you know, if you bring this bill to the floor, we're going to be here till Sunday because every single one of our members is going to debate this bill because this is talking about the integrity of our elections. What the bill actually did was automatically register everyone applies for a driver's license to vote, and it puts the burden on the individual if they're not eligible to opt out. So this is very problematic, obviously, for many reasons. But to put the burden on the individual to say, hey, I'm not eligible, or else they're going to just go with everyone else's application to the Board of Elections, who would then also then try to filter out individuals who aren't eligible.
Well, the interesting thing about that, Nicole, is that not only did they put the onus on the individual, and you can only imagine you're giving in what is in essence a sanctuary state in many respects, this idea that we're going to give driver's licenses to everybody. And by the way, if you understand English well enough, make sure you check the right box to make sure you don't accidentally make yourself a registered voter, even if you don't have the right to. But then the punishment side of violating that was they said, and if you happen to and you vote anyway, get out of jail free. No big deal.
Exactly. So they anticipated it. You could just tell by the language in the bill that they had anticipated that people who aren't eligible to vote will be voting, will be registering and voting, because they actually put a provision in there that if they do accidentally, quote unquote, vote, there would be no penalty for that. So that's how bad this bill was. Thankfully, at the 11th hour, on the last day of legislative session for the year, the bill was yanked from the agenda. Following the exposure that we received on this. And, we live to see another day here in New York with our election system, the integrity of our election system intact. But this is just the beginning of the fight, because we know,
Nicole,
that next year we go to legislative session, they may try to pull it again.
If New Yorkers had not had you and Colin in the assembly, I think this would have passed. The people would have ignored, they wouldn't have really paid attention to it. You guys went through the fine tooth of it. And I think that the voters of New York State owe you a tremendous debt, because this is going to be the blueprint for many other states to enable many, many illegals to end up voting. And you're exactly right when you talk about the punitive part of the bill. It's like, oh, well, you didn't mean to. We'll forgive it. This is the blueprint for voter fraud. This is how the far left and I think the Democratic Party intend to try to win elections going forward. They don't want to vet anybody that's coming in. You don't need any documents when they get to the border. And then lo and behold, as soon as they get into their state, all of a sudden now we want to document them. We want to give them a driver's license. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to vote, we're OK with that, too. Nicole, it's an attack on our democracy. It's an attack on our constitutional form of government. And thank God that you're there and fighting the fight.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin. I think there's a lot of good people in the legislature that are trying to push back on these bad policies under one party rule. It's been difficult this year in New York, but we do fight the fight, and sometimes we do win one, and this was a big victory for the people of this state and for our elections.
It's one of the reasons why I hope that you defeat Max Rose for the congressional seat in your district. Talk to us about why it's important to have someone like you who's willing to do the fine tooth work on the bills to go to D.C. and to help clean up the swamp there.
Well, this is one of the biggest pickup opportunities Republicans have to take back a seat. And obviously, we need about 18 of seats to win back the House. And it's so important, because right now, under Nancy Pelosi, you see the wrong people being empowered. You see Jerry Nadler, you see Maxine Waters, you see Ocasio-Cortez, you see Ilhan Omar, people who, I think that most of the constituents in this district disagree with. Ideologically, for one, but also we need a voice that's going to hold them accountable. Right now, we don't have that. New York City, again, we see what's happening in the city under one-party rule, the state under one-party rule, and now we have every single person from our delegation in Washington is on the Democratic side. And even if you're a Democrat, that should bother you, because that's what we pride our system on, being a two-party system, and having debates and discussion and holding each other accountable. So I think that, this is a very important seat during the mayor's race. I did get 67% of the vote in this district, so we feel very good about taking back this seat. But Max refuses to denounce AOC's concentration camp comments also refuses to say that Ilhan Omar should be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee. These are things that I've said.
Right.
So, we need someone who's going to speak out when it needs to be said.
No,
I hope people visit my website, NicoleForNY.com, and learn more.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Nicole. Hey, thank you. On behalf of the voters of New York, thank you for fighting the fight and being so persistent in doing what's right. Appreciate it. Friends, go visit NicoleForNY.com, NicoleForNY.com. Give a donation. Join the campaign. Take your country back, folks. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My privilege to be in partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom. They're on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your convictions and your First Amendment rights every day. Bob Trent has more with this week's Freedom Minute.
Times have changed. It's not enough to just treat all people with kindness, dignity, and respect. I'm Bob Trent from Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. For more than 20 years, Dr. Nicholas Merriweather has been a professor at Shawnee State University. He refers to his students with a respectful title, like Mr. or Miss. But one day after class, a male student demanded that Dr. Merriweather refer to him as female because he identifies as a woman. When Dr. Merriweather declined to do so, the student filed a complaint, and the university has punished Dr. Merriweather by threatening him with further corrective actions, including suspension or even firing if he does not comply. Dr. Merriweather is taking a stand, and thanks to people like you who support us, Alliance Defending Freedom has filed a lawsuit against the university. We can't just sit idly by and watch the government take away our freedoms. When we stand together, we can win. For more information and to help us protect your freedoms, visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles pro bono for the people that are attacked, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
For people who say these are just symbolic, that's not the case at all. We've literally locked up tens and tens of billions of dollars. These sanctions will come along with additional entities where people are hiding money. So, no, these sanctions are highly effective.
You know what I love about this administration? What I love about this administration is that they keep everybody guessing. And they say there's this classic line, the line between genius and insane is very thin. And I think that everybody that looks at Trump and goes, man, he's nuts. I think that's working to our advantage globally, because the Iranians are giving they think that they're incentivized to certain types of behavior. They almost get it. and then they're getting sucker punches in the other direction. Here to discuss all of this and more, Dr. Gina Loudon, who I was just, I literally had the chance to see in person at that incredible Trump rally in Orlando last week, when, I don't know if you saw, Dr. Gina, but the Orlando Sentinel on the day that we were there said that they were endorsing anybody but Trump on the day that the president was coming to town. And then the next day, they said that there were seats empty inside the arena at the Amway Arena last week. Dr. Gina, I got the feeling that maybe the Orlando Sentinel didn't even send anybody over to cover it. Like, it's kind of one of those, because to be that wrong.
I don't know how they, I have to say something, because I was walking out of the stadium, you know, on my way out of the event, and I walked around to the very far corner of the holding part where everyone stood in line for hours and hours and hours in the brutally hot sun and the pouring rain. And you and I were there through all of that, watching the thousands of people pour into the stadium. And in that holding area there, in the far back corner, were two people. One was a single mother, a single black mother, by the way, with two children, sitting up on top of what looked to me like to be like some sort of dumpster from the far corner. And she said it's the biggest honor of her life to get to sit and see the president on a Megatron, to be that close to this person that she felt like had changed the future for her children and for her. That was amazing to me. And then I saw another woman, too, who just was there literally staring from, again, that far corner, nowhere near the president, not even near the stadium, the far, far corner, as close as she could possibly get. And we were just engaging these people just to find out why they were standing there to look at a faraway Megatron of him. And she said she just wanted to hear what he had to say, because he has changed her whole entire world. And I thought, wow, to those who are underestimating this president, good luck to you.
Yeah, which now includes the leaders in Iran. And I want to get back to the day's top story. Earlier today, the president signed him from his desk, hard-hitting financial sanctions, not against Iran as a whole, but against specific pinprick associates of the mullahs and of the supreme leaders and so forth in the country, and doing so in such a way that they're going to be able to target those specific accounts and those specific realities. Now, Gina, that's on top of the sanctions that the country's facing, which is creating great unrest for the mullahs as it is, because the Iranian people want to be free and they want to have Western-style democracy similar to America. But the president, like, five steps ahead of everybody on how he's handled Iran to date so far.
Oh, he really is. And it's almost hilarious watching the Democrats trip over themselves and call him, first a warmonger, a hawk, and then now he's a dove. And, oh, he's not firm enough. He's not strong enough. You know, if this president decides to go to war, everyone just stand back. But here's the thing. He realizes, and my friend Bill Mitchell tweeted this and said it better than I did, something along the lines of, you know, war, basically, you can break their toys. But with these sanctions, what you can do is literally burn down their house from the inside out. And it's really true, because he understands the efficacy of what he's doing, just like he understood the efficacy and the tariffs with China and many of the other steps that this president has taken. And you're right. He's playing the long game always. He's always playing chess, while the people that have typically been elected to politics are playing checkers. And it's just true. But the Democrats are tripping over themselves and falling on their faces flat yet again, while this president is going about the business of the American people. And I just have to believe, Kevin, that the average American person sees this going on and is just disgusted with the inactivity and the lack of leadership in D.C., especially contrasted with this president that continues to lead in bold ways.
I think that you're right. Let's talk about one of the leading candidates for the Dems today, Bernie Sanders. Depending on who you talk to, he may be the strongest candidate that the Democrats have. Some people are saying Biden, but, you know, the Bernie bros, they got ripped off in 2016, and I still believe that the Bernie bros are kind of like, you either give Bernie his due because you cheated us the last time and make him the nominee, or we're not voting for anybody. And I think that's a real problem for the Democratic Party, amongst one of many problems that they have.
Right.
But he's out today saying that all $1.6 trillion in college loans, here's his solution. Just tax your annuities, tax your investments, tax your the Wall Street folks, the 401ks, just tax those entities and we'll be able to pay for everything, and then everybody gets college for free. Your reaction, Dr. Gina?
Yeah, there's nothing that the taxpayers won't be footing the bill for, and this will ultimately hurt the middle class. It always does. And Bernie knows that. Why does Bernie know that? Because Bernie is a millionaire. Bernie has a lot of money. He knows he can avoid, he can you know, put loopholes in the bill, and he can get the average person, the average Democrat especially, to fall for more lies about how he's being generous by giving away other people's money. And half the time they didn't realize it. Look what Obamacare cost the middle class.
Right.
It was the worst thing that ever happened to the middle class. And yet Obama's supporters didn't even realize that they were having to pay for it. The Democrats' only thing they have is to give away free stuff and to get ineligible people to be able to vote. That's the only way they can win, and they know it. And that's why Bernie's popular, Kevin, is because he's willing to give away the most free stuff. That's it.
Well, and at the end of the day, it's not even really resonating, because according to Gallup today, now more Americans than ever say immigration is our top problem. And as I wrote in Town Hall yesterday, when you've got places like New York State that tried last week to legalize illegals to be able to vote, there's a cultural issue. There's a sovereignty issue. There's a sanctimony issue that people are really going to have to try to understand. The people on the far left want to destroy and take away the America that we know. And they're working it from the inside. They're working it from the outside. And they're trying to convince people that are really concerned about it that they're crazy. And the wonderful thing about it right now is that the country's not listening. That's the beautiful thing. America doesn't have time for that nonsense. Dr. Gina, always a pleasure. Exactly. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Good to be with you.
Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. When you got the little ones out and they've been touching stuff all over the place and you don't know where those hands have been, you don't know what they've touched and what's already touched it before they touched it, you know what I'm talking about. The fear of those germs getting in and messing up your world, making your little one sick, bringing that sickness to you, it is a very real threat in today's world. That's why it's important to have cleansing products that are safe, effective, and I would prefer alcohol-free. Well, guess what? The wait for such a thing is over, because the answer is Durasan. It's a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. They make it in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, perfect for everyday use. They've even got an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved, environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer, and we use it here at the station. Durasan also has a long line of safe-to-use products, like their organic mosquito spray for those very deadly pathogens like Zika, which, you know, summertime's here, they're out there. Kevin McCullough listeners, you're going to get 20% off if you mention Kevin McCullough Radio, Kevin McCullough, or AM 970. To learn about Durasan products, go to 3w.durasan.com or just call them now, 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726, 844-387-4726.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
We are actively trying to defend your freedoms all month long here at Kevin McCullough Radio. It is Defending Freedom Month, and we've been telling you just a few partners here in the New York area can make a huge difference as we seek to not only defend your freedoms, but preserve them for your children and grandchildren. 800-569-1559. If you've not yet given a $100 gift and become a partner with the Alliance Defending Freedom, I need you to do that right now. In fact, if I could have five of you do that today, that'd be incredible. 800-569-1559. Or you can go to am970theanswer.com. That's the, of course, flagship station I'm on in New York City, am970theanswer.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top of the page. Denise Harley is back with me. She is the legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom, where she is a member of their Center for Life. And Denise, the courts this in the last couple of days just had a massive ruling, and it came out of the most probably inauspicious court that anybody could have imagined, the Ninth Circuit, which is regularly overturned at the Supreme Court level. But talk to us about the Planned Parenthood being stripped of federal funds in the decision on Title X.
That's right. It's great news. And thanks for having me back. The background is that the Trump administration issued a rule that would ensure that Title X family planning funds, so taxpayer dollars, would not be able to go to any entity that's either promoting abortion, encouraging abortion, or referring for abortion. Now, these funds are already prevented from being used towards actual abortion itself, but it's also saying, you know, a Planned Parenthood center that's that's not doing abortions can't, for example, take the funds and then send pregnant women to one of their abortion clinics.
Well, and let's make this clear as to why that's important, because within the accounting of Planned Parenthood, there is no firewall between funds that come in for their general fund and what they do end up using for abortion-related procedures. So we have no idea if they're commingling that those funds or not, and that's why this kind of extra layer of legal protection from the HHS is really important.
Exactly. And what the rule says is that everything must be physically and financially separate if those entities still want to get the Title X funds, which, of course, Planned Parenthood doesn't want, because money is fungible and they don't want to be restricted from having to use it, you know, from using it towards their core mission, which is abortion.
Right.
So when this rule was published back in February, Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups sued in several jurisdictions around the country. And the first one to actually get to the appeal stage was this one that we're talking about. And the lower courts very much sided with the abortion, pro-abortion arguments. And the Ninth Circuit unanimously said this rule is almost certainly constitutional, and the public would be irreparably harmed if the rule isn't allowed to go into effect. So in other words, right now, these pro-abortion groups are going to be cut off from about $60 million in federal funding per year because of their promotion.
Title X purposes. Right. And I think that is so important. Now, ADF obviously has an interest in this. But Denise, explain to my listeners who we're asking to become partners with ADF why it's important that ADF have a role in cases like this one.
Yes, we did file a brief on this issue, and it's because what we're standing for is the fact that no one should be forced to pay for abortion. Abortion is not health care, and Americans who have conscientious objections to abortion should not see their hard-earned tax dollars going towards that cause. And so we're happy to fight for that. We fight for that in many different ways, and this is one of those rules we are very proud to defend, to say health care for women does not include killing unborn babies.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
I was just saying, this rule won't reduce funding by a dime. It will simply say that all the funding needs to go something that's actually helping women.
Well, and that's the thing. And as you mentioned, and as I brought up earlier, they've gained greatly by being able to funge the specifics about where things go. And even if you think about it, friend, as you're listening, if we're giving money to an organization that is operating this way, so if they get money from us as taxpayers, then that's money they don't have to use to pay for their electric bill or their facility rent or anything else. And so, in essence, it's freeing up money to be used for the abortion procedures, whether it actually is applied or not. And Americans are people of conscience, and we shouldn't be forced to be associated with something that violates that conscience and tells us that we're doing something wrong. And so this just simply protects that. And the ADF was there fighting to make it happen. Friends, become their partner. I need five of you to become a partner right now. $100 gift, 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or online at am970theanswer.com. Denise Harley, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin. You're awesome.
Kevin McCullough Radio, 800-569-1559. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you for months and months about the fact that when I go through those allergy seasons in the past, I've always gotten the bronchial stuff. The little sniff turns into a and then before you know it, I just don't feel well. I have to tell you, the last couple of years has been very different. What's the biggest difference? Well, I'm getting a daily dose of 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Kev, are you sitting down and eating 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables? No. But it's the equivalent of 10 plates of 31 fruits and veggies. Like if you made a salad of 31 fruits and veggies, I'm eating like 10 servings of that a day. How am I getting it? Little piece of technology called Balance of Nature. It's just simple fruit and vegetable in capsule form. They take out all of the air and take out all of the water, but they do so in a way that protects the nutritional value of the fruits and veggies. They grind them up, put them in capsules. You're a different person because of it. Once you start taking it, you're going to feel great. And right now is the best time to try because I've got the best discount for you you're going to find anywhere. 30% discount when you call now and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Newsmax. You like Newsmax. I like it too.
President Trump is right. Watch Newsmax TV and bypass the big media. On Newsmax, you'll get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and many more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
AM 970, The Answer. Everywhere I go, oh, I say is it all,
always on my road, I'm still New York. Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
For people who say these are just symbolic, that's not the case at all. We've literally locked up tens and tens of billions of dollars. These sanctions will come along with additional entities where people are hiding money. So, no, these sanctions are highly effective.
That's Steve Mnuchin going back to the top story of the day, which is that President Trump put into place what the administration is calling very tough sanctions against individuals and top personalities within the Iranian regime. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. On Mondays, we always talk about money. If we ever get the bumper music to fade out. Oh, it's a Monday. David Fisher's back with us, and I think he's in pretty good spirits. David, it's always good to hear your voice. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure being with you this afternoon. Thank you for having me once again.
Yeah. Hey, last week the Fed met, historic meeting. What happened and what we have by way of effect on markets and economies and so forth?
Well, obviously, this is a big turning point for the Fed because keep in mind, Kevin, they've been trying to raise rates for the last few years, trying to get to around 3.5%. We're currently 2.5%. And the last few times they raised rates in December and September last year, the market took pretty big hits. So they've been pausing, and now last Wednesday they announced a big change. They're going to start lowering rates. They alluded to the fact, and the markets did precipitously well. Gold was on a rampage. You know, I talked about this before, but just since last Wednesday's four trading days, gold went up 5.1% in comparison to the Dow, went up almost 1%, 0.97.
Wow.
So big run in gold. We're going to see, you know, probably more Fed announcements before we have a rate cut. There might be one in July, but, you know, put into perspective, you know, we were having rate hikes,
right,
which is bad for stocks, bad for gold. And August 30th, 2018, then compared to now, the Dow went up 3.6%, kind of defied odds. But, you know, gold went up 17.7%, which is a huge movement in gold. So the gold market is really strong today, and we're in a totally different environment.
You and a lot of others have been talking about a recession being on the way, David. And if the Fed lowers rates, will that change your equation in terms of whether or not that's going to help us avoid a recession? Or do you still think it's on its way?
Well, since 1975, Kevin, there's been 26 times when the Fed cut rates, and markets were up greater than 15% year-to-date since then. 1 year later, on average, 13.5%. And this happened 23 out of 26 times. I think we should take a look at least a couple of times when they didn't work, and one was back in 2006 when the Fed rate was 5.25%. They started lowering rates by April 30th of 2008, before we had the major unwind of stocks, 40-50%, the rate was 2%, so they had a rate cut of 3.25% from its previous high of 5.25%. Obviously, that didn't work to keep us out of recession. So the Fed, you know, cut rates all the way down to a quarter of a point in December of 2008, so a big rate cut. Within 3 years, they were, you know, 5%, and we don't have enough headroom. We're at 2.5%. We don't have enough headroom to go down to this and get a bang for a buck. And, you know, ironically, Ned Davis' research team said on CNBC last week, said this, The last two times this actually did work, but in 2001, 2007, the Fed tried to save the market, but they did so late. And I said this last week on your program that there's an economic cycle research institute that came out and said the Fed is 9 months too late on rate cuts. And so now we're probably going to see the ramification of that.
Well, and I want to come back to what you were talking about gold, because you've said multiple times that once it got over 1353, that it's going to go a lot higher. How do you know that, and what's telling you that in the equation of what we're looking at today?
So there's fundamentals and then there's technicals. The technical side of the data, what traders look at, is a resistance level that we've hit nine times and couldn't break above it. But I said, so it creates a big ceiling that we just can't get out of. And that's why gold's been moving sideways. But I said, once it breaks 1353, it's going to blow through a lot of barriers. And it went, as soon as it went through 1353 last Wednesday, we broke through 1380, blew through that. We broke through a 1400 psychological level. Now we're at 1415. There's a small resistance at 1450. We're in a major bull market. Citi, you know, not a gold company, Citigroup says $1,600 gold within the next 12 months and $1,500 by the end of this year. I think we're going to see $1,500 by the end of the third quarter. So, I mean, it's going to be much quicker than what Citi is saying. We're in a bull market in gold. Central banks are buying gold at the fastest pace in six years, and the largest big movement of over the 50 years we've seen in gold. They're doing it right now. So I see a lot higher prices in gold. We will break the $1,905 level here in a couple years from now. We're in a bull market in gold, because when the light switch goes on for gold, get involved in it.
It's going to be the bail-in option, and you've talked about that. What is the bail-in? How does a wise investor prepare? We're going to give away your white paper, but just remind people what we're talking about here.
Well, miracles aren't coming, unfortunately, to get away from a recession. And when last recession, we didn't have a law that where the country could seize your money, but now there's a legal law, the Dodd-Frank Act. They can go into your 401k, your IRA, your bank account, and seize a portion of it. That's what the bail-in is. They come into your account versus, you know, getting a bailout. Who's going to bail out America at $22 trillion? So this is why we recommend get some metals in your portfolio, in your 401k and IRA, outside of your that also, so that if they flip the switch, they can't access that money, but they still can access 401ks, anything that's trading on a stock level or an index level electronically. That's how they do the bail-in. So gold might be not just an insurance policy, but it might be one of the best investments you can make thus far.
Yeah, and you can even show them how to take personal possession of it at a tax-deferred way, so that they're not paying the tax on it as income, but can actually hold it. And that's especially good because if, again, the electronic access to the funds is the key to the bail-in, government can't come into your house electronically and take your gold. So 844-604-2575, get the white paper. It's the coming bail-in, and it talks about all of the details that David just talked about right there. And it really will help you be prepared. And, you know, if you've taken David's advice and you've diversified a little bit into that gold in the last few weeks, you're starting to see the payoff of that. It sounds like there's going to be more of that to come. So be a wise investor. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Dave Fisher, thanks so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, everyone. Ken here. For 2 years now, you've heard Carrie and I use metaphors to test to see if you think your home or your business could use a revenue shot in the backside. Today, because of our new website, I can be a little bit more direct. Income Store has two doors. If you have more time than money, you're going to live under door number one. You're going to see over 400 digital assets, 5 to 20 minutes apiece, that'll teach you how to manage numbers and lead people, or show you 6 growth tips you've never heard of. All of this so you can start growing your home or your business revenue literally immediately. If you have more money than time, door number two is going to be for you. You can view some of our managed services, look for more done-for-you packages. 34% of Americans in 2018 visited one of our managed services. Forbes, 3 years in a row, quoted, Income Store is an expert at generating home or business revenue. If you'd love to explore how to check out adding revenue to your home or business, just go to IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor. And that's why Relief Factor is doing so well these days. People don't like being in pain, but you also don't want to go down that prescription drug path. You want a 100% drug-free solution to back pain, to neck pain, to leg pain. Nobody more committed to helping people get rid of pain than the father and son team of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know these guys. They are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting, and they are focused like a laser trying to help people with back or neck pain. Relief Factor, the quick start is discounted to $19.95. It's about $1 a day for 3 weeks. Then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. Try the 3 week quick start. If after 3 weeks Relief Factor doesn't work for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? As a customer, I know it works. I take a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening, never miss it. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Get started with a 3 week quick start today.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Savings, boxed up and ready to move.
If you're on the move, make sure your first stop is Staples.
Because right now, when you spend $50 or more on moving supplies at Staples, you save $10.
Staples has everything to get you from here to there, like boxes, bubble roll, and packing tape.
So before you go anywhere, stop at Staples for big savings on moving supplies. Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. And 629-19, in-store only, exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970. The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, you may not have heard about this, but the president got another big win in the Supreme Court today. I'll tell you more about it in just a second. I want to say thank you, though, first to the owners and the operators of a new operation called Fluber, F-L-E-W-B-E-R. I did not get to take a ride in the actual aircraft yesterday, but the concept behind this idea is really quite something. And I was honored to be invited to attend their launch party yesterday, all the way out in Farmingdale. Great time in the Shelt Air FBO, and the planes look great. Fluber, the way it basically works, you may have heard Ari Zolden on the show with me a few weeks ago discussing this. It's basically like Uber for private aircraft. And you can use an app that will not only let you book your flight, but their routes are limited at this time. They're basically dealing with New York tri-state area to upstate New York, into the Boston area. But if you do that and you're tired of flying commercial and so forth, these prices are not that much more expensive than it would be for a commercial flight, and you get a private plane, which is kind of cool if you think about it. It's kind of like what Uber did to the black car market. Not only that, they connected the technology so you can get an Uber credit to take your car to the Fluber terminal to get your private plane to fly to where you're going. Anyway, again, I haven't experienced any of it yet. They're offering to have me try it out here in another couple of weeks, and I'm trying to talk them into doing some sort of contest so that I can take you with me. So maybe that would be kind of fun if we could swing something like that. But thanks to Mark and Ari and all the people that had us out at the Fluber demonstration yesterday. Really impressive, and thanks so much. Okay, Supreme Court today ruled on a case that said there were these steel import companies, not steel production companies, steel import companies in the U.S. had sued the administration, trying to say that the president doesn't have the power to regulate trade. Therefore, his tariffs on imported steel were in some way a violation of the Constitution. The Supreme Court didn't see it that way. In fact, the Supreme Court saw it the way the Constitution says, which is that the president does have the power to regulate trade, and actually said that these powers were not abused in his levying of 25% tariffs on imported steel. By the way, those tariffs have brought in $4.5 billion to the Treasury of the United States, with another $1.5 billion being brought in on the aluminum tariffs to the same countries that were affected by the steel tariffs. So while that steel import company lost, the president, the American people, and the steel production in America seems to be winning. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.